This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Hour number two of USA Prepares. Dr. Shuley, I just went outside to check the solar system, the charging rate, and you know, so forth, and the cooling, and just like a fall day, it's absolutely wonderful. It's cool. The sun is not so bright that it hurts. It's kind of nice in our neck of the woods. How about where you are in Springfield?
About the same, yes. You know, it was kind of nice. Upper 60s last night, and low to mid 80s. You know, that's
it's kind of nice.
Rest of July and some of June. This is wonderful.
Yeah. So, purpose. Of life, purpose in life. Dr. Shuley, you wanted to talk about that. That sounds quite interesting.
Well, I think everybody, sooner or later, has some question of why. Why am I here? What am I supposed to be here to? What is my purpose? Now, to me, there's only one purpose. It's very simple. It's to help other people. That's all. Now, it doesn't matter how you help other people. I mean, Andy, for instance, is essential for you and me to be able to do this. But Andy has a whole bunch of other people backing him up. And the same is true. The Amish, of course, try to do everything for themselves, but it doesn't leave much time for other creativity. If you have to do all of your, make your own energy, so to speak, you have all your own food, all your own clothes, all your own buildings, you don't have any time to do anything else. Now, that is helping the people in your family, perhaps, but it isn't doing a great deal for the rest of humanity. So to me, assuming, knowing, realizing that your only purpose is to help other people, then you have another essential requirement to take care of yourself so that you're not a drag on other people. Philosophy in two sentences.
Absolutely fascinating. Of course, you know, over my lifetime, I've wondered, you know, why am I here? What am I supposed to be doing? Is that really pain that I'm feeling? You know, when I hit my thumb with a hammer, I think it really hurts a lot. Or is it, am I imagining this? is this a dream?
Well, I guess, of course, whenever one has an illness or a major injury. Mm-hmm. You have to have a reason, an understanding, but I don't think those things are to torture us. They are part of the complexity of being in the physical form. I mean, we are not, we're not as strong in many respects as a lion or a tiger. Mm-hmm. And so we have to take care of ourselves in every possible way. And we can't really, in most climates, Missouri would not be a place you could live without adequate shelter and adequate clothes, at least 6 months out of the year, maybe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's true of much of the earth. I mean, maybe at the equator, you could live without clothes, but then you've got to have food.
Mm-hmm.
And you need some kind of shelter, even in the tropics, to protect you from the lions and the tigers, among other things. So I think
Well,
understanding that we have to take care of ourselves in order to do something else. And there's something else that's helping other people now. Just as important as the person who painted this room, I mean, it's just as important as I am. Because I couldn't be in this room if somebody else hadn't built it and put it together for me.
Mm-hmm. You know, as you say this, I was thinking about barriers to entry. That would be an economic kind of or a financial kind of a concept. Like, you know, you want to start your store, but there's some barriers to entry. There's some hurdles you have to go through, some permits and capital, and a lot of things need to all fall in place to be able to do that. And when you were talking about Missouri, I was thinking that where you live and where I live have a lot of barriers to entry. And that is, it's a lot harder to live on your farm and our farm because there's so many things that have to be done. It's not, the weekend is, I don't know, what do you want to do? I don't know, what do you want to do? I don't know, what do you want to do? You want to go to ball game? You want to go to, walk around downtown? you want to go shopping and, see what's new? Those kind of things don't happen in our lives because we're so busy just doing the things that are necessary to keep the farms running, right? So the barriers to entry are where you live and where I live, you got to know a lot of things about a lot of things. And you have to be willing to work hard. Otherwise, it just flat out won't work because it's hard. It's difficult living our kind of lifestyle. Now, I wouldn't change it. I would not want to. For me, I would go start raving mad if I lived in an apartment and everything was fixed. If I had a little mark on the wall, I'd call somebody. I'd call the landlord. This mark here on the wall is really bothering me. Can you send somebody over now to fix that? those kinds of things. I would not be able to live in an apartment because I enjoy having a list of things to do that are extremely challenging. Things that are, some people might think it's too hard. I'd rather do something that's a little easier. I'd rather do something that's not so dirty. I'd rather not get grease all over me. I'd rather.
You should have seen my bathtub yesterday after I took a shower. I must have. I wiped up after it drained. I took two wet paper towels and collected about a pound of sand. It came out of my garden. But yeah. I love my garden. I mean, to me, for 9 months out of the year, I must spend about 5 to 6 hours every week in order to keep my garden going.
Yeah.
Just that part of it.
Yeah.
And then it takes me at least half that same amount of time to, store and prepare the food for use the rest of the year.
I'm so glad you said that because right now, right this very second, we have green tomatoes that they look like they're ripe, but they're green and they're, the size of your fist. They're perfect for pickling. And I remember taking Mrs. Finelli to an Italian restaurant where you could have, a spaghetti lunch with, baguette bread and butter and all the green tomatoes you could eat with the spaghetti for $1.85. This is a long time ago. This is like maybe 1970s. And I would love to pickle these kind of sweet, kind of tart tomatoes, but I don't know how to do it. I've looked at all kinds of recipes. Do you have a recipe for that kind of a pickled green tomato, kind of sweet, kind of tart?
No, I'm sure my grandmother would have had one, but I've never done that particular one. And I've never had fried green tomatoes either.
Okay. Well, here's an all call from USA Prepares. Class, if you have a recipe for a really great, kind of sweet, kind of sour maybe, tart, pickled green tomatoes, we'd love to hear about it, and we'll tell everyone on the air that, if you send that recipe, and that would be to instructor@usaprepares.com, instructor@usaprepares.com, and that also goes along with fried green tomatoes. So I'd love to hear about that, and I'll share it in, with Dr. Sheely and on our broadcast. So you'll also all know how to do it if we get, you know, a great recipe. Or if I happen to find one that really works, I'll let you know about that as well. Dr. Sheely, toothpaste. Now, here's something that is kind of interesting. There was a company called Dutch Boy. And I think in the 1980s, there were some environmentalists that didn't like Dutch Boys polluting the air in New Jersey. And so there were some pickets, and it kind of shut the company down a little bit. And actually, you know, it did shut the company down for a while. And because the employees were afraid to cross the picket line because of the picketers were becoming more and more violent over the pollution of the Dutch Boy chemical plant. So what was really interesting is they were on the water. You know, they're on a river. So the employees were brought in by boat. So they wouldn't cross the picket line. They didn't have to. They would come in by boat and dock the boat, and the employees would go to work. Well, the picketers were just so outraged at what, you know, the pollution, and Dutch Boy had this big, tall chemical stack, that one guy climbed up with a parachute. And he climbed up this smokestack, this real tall smokestack with a parachute, put this parachute over the smokestack, and shut down the smokestack because it backed up into the chemical plant. And if you... yeah, good on him, mate. I mean, that's kind of my kind of activist, right? So they really got the point across. And the reason I'm mentioning this is Dutch Boy used something called titanium dioxide in their paints. It's what was used to replace lead in white paint. So titanium dioxide. Now, it's in a lot of things. So if you were to have your favorite brand of poison in a tube, also known as toothpaste, there's titanium dioxide in white toothpaste. And there is a question now, could your toothpaste be causing type 2 diabetes? And it's the white coloring, let me say it a different way, white coloring. Then do you really need to have white coloring? Well, white coloring could be titanium dioxide, and it's used in food and sunscreen and toiletries. And this particular study that I'm reading about on dailymail.co.uk says that it could be linked to type 2 diabetes because you can inhale it. And now we're finding that it may damage organs by causing inflammation and killing cells. Type 2 diabetes. So when we come back, Dr. Sheely, your thoughts on, is this possible? We'll be right back.
My name is Tiara, and I was suffering from hormonal imbalances since my early 20s. I never had a normal cycle and was at my wit's end trying to figure out how I could normalize my cycles. I heard about One World Way and was convinced that I had to give it a try. I started drinking the protein and noticed a change in my overall well-being with the first drink. I could not believe it. I finally felt normal again and finally had the energy to work out and hired a personal trainer. I drastically improved my diet and began an exercise regimen. I would drink the One World Way pre- and post-workout. I noticed I was toning up. I recently competed in my first powerlifting competition and placed third. I've really come a long way, and I'm grateful to Stephen Hewer of Synergistic Nutrition and everyone that supports us on our journey to health and wellness.
One World Whey is the real deal when it comes to whey protein. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us.
That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, you're listening to Sonny Skidmore's favorite radio broadcast, USA Prepares, with Dr. Norma Shealy. As a matter of fact, she's calling the farmhouse right now. I can see it on the caller ID. And Dr. Shealy, so titanium dioxide, according to this article on dailymail.co.uk, it's saying that in the United Kingdom, there are more than 3.5 million people that have diabetes, and there are over 422 million people worldwide with diabetes, and 90% of them have type 2 diabetes. And this article is suggesting that this may be a result of damage to the pancreas by provoking an immune response from the white blood cells, causing inflammation which kills healthy cells. And so, it, according to this article, titanium dioxide, this whitening agent, this whitening chemical to make this brilliant white pigment that's used in toothpaste and plastic and makeup and paper and paint and pills and sunscreens and on and on and on, is produced in, you know, by, scientists say that since the 1960s, we've produced around 4 million tons of this chemical each year. And since the 1970s, 10 years after we started measuring how much titanium dioxide we've been producing, cases of type 2 diabetes have quadrupled. Have you found research that says that this this study could be true, Dr. Shuley, that titanium dioxide could be causing?
You sprung a new one on me. I had not run across that one. I mean, I thought it was junk food, sugar, laziness, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But it sounds it's just another poison.
Well, junk food, there are whitening agents in some junk foods. You know, I remember, what was it? There was a cereal, and I'm not sure if it was Wheaties or something like that, and they used trisodium phosphate. So my mom called him up. I think it was General Mills at the time. Maybe it was Cheerios. She called him up, and she said, so why are you using trisodium phosphate in your cereal? Because my mom said, you know, heck, I've got some furniture that I'm stripping the paint off of, you know, in the basement, in the laundry tub, and I'm using trisodium phosphate to do that. Why are you, it's pretty strong stuff, it strips the paint right off wood, why are you using it in cereal? And they said, well, you know, to bleach it, you know, to bleach it from what? Well, you know, to make it more appealing looking. Heck, if you look at Wheaties or Cheerios, they're certainly not appealing looking, right? I mean, you look at the color and you say, what color would they have been if they didn't use, you know, these absolutely strong chemical bleaching agents?
Well, remember, your average so-called white bread uses bromide, which is at least as poison.
Yep. I'm looking up titanium dioxide in bread.
Typo. Surely not in addition to. Oh my!
Let's see. Chemicals added to paint. Well, you're talking about junk food. Okay. This is titanium dioxide, a paint and food additive that makes things white. Goes on to say, funny thing, though, the chemical they add to paint to get that sparkly white color is the same ingredient added to foods like skim milk to make
milk?
Them more skim milk.
Oh, my God.
Yep. Baby food. Yep. Skim milk to food. When we come back, I'll tell you a little bit more research that I've done on titanium dioxide, this white coloring agent, and I'll tell you if I find some foods that it's in. Oh, it's found in chewing gum, too. We'll be right back with Dr. Norm Shuley.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart and Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
After Iran's president makes threatening remarks about the United States at an appearance on Sunday, President Trump sends an overnight tweet in which he warns the Iranian president not to threaten the United States again or it would suffer unprecedented consequences. White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders saying of the president's message to Hassan Rouhani,
nuclear proliferation was something that he was not going to tolerate, something he would aggressively aggressively stand up and talk about, and he's certainly not going to listen to aggressive leaders from other countries and their empty threats against America, and he's going to stand up and make sure that we're protecting Americans.
She was speaking on Fox and Friends. A dive team is beginning an effort to raise the sunken duck boat that went down in a storm on a Missouri lake last week, killing 17 people. And this is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Have you had credit challenges, divorce, bankruptcy, or just haven't established your credit yet? If so, getting a decent car loan can be tough. The good news is that there is a place where you can get a car loan at a fair price, regardless of your credit situation. Auto Loan Express can make it happen now when you visit newcar99.com. Here's the deal. If you have a regular job, then there's no reason to keep taking the bus or repairing that old junker. Go to newcar99.com today and fill out our simple online application. We accept over 99% of applicants and can get you behind the wheel of your new car with just a few strokes of your keyboard. No hassles. No third degree. Just fill out the simple online application and start shopping for your next car. So when you're ready to get on the road with your new car loan, visit us online at newcar99.com, where we accept 99% of all applications. newcar99.com. If you have a job, then you qualify. Here's to you and your new car. Visit newcar99.com. newcar99.com.
Watch it. This can be sliding.
One of today's hot.
Well, keep it. God,
take my. When you go to the season, for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
So, class, if you want to make sure you get your minimum daily dose of toxins, specifically titanium dioxide, in your foods, I found a list of some foods that may contain titanium dioxide. So you want to read the label. And if the label's accurate, it may reflect that titanium dioxide is in the following foods. You're not going to believe what you're going to hear, because I'm sure you're going to have it today. It's almost impossible not to have your daily dose of titanium dioxide in your food. Here we go. Condiments, including mayonnaise, mustard, horseradish cream, and vinegar. Nut spreads, such as almond and peanut butter, confectionery sugar. Desserts such as custard, tapioca pudding, sherbet, sorbet, sausage. Energy drinks labeled as sport or energy or electrolyte beverages with a water base. Cottage cheese, cream cheese, and processed cheese. Processed deli meats, canned fish products. Dairy drinks including chocolate milk, eggnog, kefir, or whey-based drinks. Prepared foods such as potato and macaroni salad. Foods containing battered fish or poultry. Processed snacks such as Twinkies and powdered donuts. It's getting harder to avoid titanium dioxide, especially...
I have often said the food industry is as evil as the tobacco and the dentistry itself. You know, the dental industry, I consider the ADA at least as bad as the tobacco industry because of their use of mercury and fluoride. So now they're encouraging, apparently, probably titanium oxide, too.
And, class, you know those powdered white donuts? You know, they've got this thick layer of powdery white, sugary stuff on them. Okay. Well, Dunkin' Donuts is allegedly removing nano titanium dioxide from their powdered sugar donuts. So we don't know if they actually have or they haven't, or I don't know it. But what about the other powdered donuts? So, you know, you look at this box of donuts in the store and you go, well, it's small. And there's a whole bunch of them in there. You know, I won't eat them all right now. I might just have one. Titanium dioxide is probably in that powdered sugar. Gosh. It's marketing. How to hoodwink the public. And the problem is that these particles are really small. And they cause damage. And so at this point, we don't know if it is a cause of type 1 or type 2 diabetes. But we do know that there's a link in the explosive use of titanium dioxide and the explosive results of diabetes. The bottom line is, it's kind of simple. I mean, Dr. Shealy said it. And correct me if I'm wrong, Dr. Shealy. Packaged food, processed food?
Right.
Probably not good.
80% of all the food in an average grocery store is junk, and that now means poison.
I'm looking at a person. I don't see the person in this picture. So it's an image on the Internet. And there's a shopping cart. And I'm just looking down the aisle. There's this electric... I'm talking about the packaging, okay? These colors are not found in nature. The colors of the packaging. Even Berea spaghetti, okay, in the blue box that they use, I don't think that's a color that you'd find very often in nature. And then they have this electric green, the electric orange, the electric pink, the electric yellow, of course, electric blue. The packaging of the food, alleged food, in these boxes and bags. Why would we think that these colors would relate to wholesome food? Why would we think that? I guess we wouldn't. But we've been accustomed. And I'm looking down this aisle in this image. All of the colors are designed to attract your attention. Buy me, buy me, buy me. That's what this is all about. Not that it's really good for you. And class, how many times have you gone to a restaurant? I'm talking about where you actually sit down. And that gal or guy who is serving the food says to you, quote, so how's the taste? How did that taste? Well, the answer is, well, it tastes great because it's engineered to do that. But I think I'm going to be sick in 20 minutes. How does it taste? That's like selling a washing machine on features. Well, it does. It does these 47 different features. But will it last 2 years? We're not interested anymore in durability. We're not interested in can it be repaired. We're interested in features and feeling good right this moment. We're not interested in the future. And that gets back to your latest book that you're writing, right? On conscientiousness.
Oh, yes.
Being deliberate. Man.
Thinking. You know, thinking.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Straight. Mm-hmm. Straight thinking. I mean, good heavens. Humanity has not come very far in the last 2,000 years. In fact, it's fallen in many, many respects.
I was talking to one of our instructors. He knows me pretty well over the weekend. And I said to him, so you think the Finelli family is kind of odd? And I was very serious about this. And he said, oh, you guys sure are different. And then I said, okay, so tell me more. And he said, well, you don't do anything partially. If you're going to do it, it's going to take you longer, and you won't be happy unless you think it's perfect. And he's absolutely right, Dr. Shuey. No matter what it is, I'm not interested in doing anything half-baked. You know, oh, that'll be good enough. Yeah, well, the expression, an older friend of mine from Missouri, he's a native Missourian, and his expression, well, that's good enough for the girls we run with. So I think it's kind of demeaning to the girls that he was running with, or maybe it's just a colloquialism, or it's just kidding with that expression. But you know, that's good enough for the girls we run with. Well, but to me, if I'm building a wall, it's got to be plumb and square. I mean, it's got to be, or I'm not happy with it, because I know later on I'm going to have trouble with everything I do in that room if the wall isn't plumb or square and the floor is not level and so forth. But I think that's something that we need to teach our young people in school, that half-baked is not good enough. It's not good enough. And it comes back to my parents and the way they let me grow up and they encouraged me. And it goes back to that guy. I wish I could remember his name. He was my very first shop foreman at Sears Automotive when they hired me to be a young mechanic in one of the bays. If you brought your car into Sears to have muffler or brakes or tires or whatever it was that they assigned to whatever bay number I had, if you got me, that was my, I would work on your vehicle. Well, the boss, day number one, put his arm over my shoulder, and I remember this very, very clearly. This is in the 70s. He said, Vinny, day number one on the job, Vinny, remember this. May the job be big or small, do it right or not at all. And I've remembered that, and I try darn hard to do that with everything. Everything. I was showing one of our instructors how to change his oil, so we put their SUV up on the lift, over the weekend. And so I said, they can change the oil in 15 minutes at one of those quick lube places. And I said, my son will change somebody's oil, but it takes him 2 hours. And I said, so the vehicle's hot, let's pull the drain plug out, and let's start the oil draining. And then when it started to just drip, 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 I put a can, like a soup can, underneath that oil drip. And I said, okay, let's just see how much oil comes out while we do the rest of the inspection. So we inspected the wheel bearings, the brakes. We lubricated all the front suspension. We checked the shock absorbers, the muffler. We opened up the differential. It was low on differential fluid. We opened up the front wheel drive. It was 20 ounces low on differential fluid. So we found all kind. It took 2 hours. It took 2 hours for us to go through the inspection, checking the tire inflation, check the tires for front end alignment, balance, all those kinds of things that we just looked at. It took 2 hours to do this oil change. Then we were all done. I said, okay, let's look at how much oil came out of this the engine since we've been looking at all these other things, this drip, drip, drip of the oil. Well, it was in a lot of oil in this can. So that's the amount of oil that would be left in your engine if you went to those one of those quick oil change places, because they can do it in 15 minutes. We can't because it takes 2 hours. We don't know how to do 2 hours worth of work in 15 minutes. And Dr. Shuley, you don't know how to do an examination of a patient in 7 minutes, right?
I wouldn't even know where to start.
Yeah, so that gets all back to your book, your latest book on conscientiousness, being very deliberate. And if you'd like, I'd love to hear more about your thoughts on that when we come back.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically. I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I'd take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try."
One World Whey is derived from Amish grass-pastured cows and is newly reformulated to be higher in protein. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Who has the only raw living whole plant hemp CBD extract in the world? MetaHemp Solutions, a radically innovative approach to hemp CBDs for exceptional results. Why? Because they contain absolutely all the elements present in the original plant. All our hemp CBD products are independently lab tested for potency and purity and manufactured in our FDA registered facility. Try it today. 10% off with coupon code GCN10. Call 833-858-7500. That's 833-858-7500. Or buy MetaHemp Solutions today at metahempsolutions.com. That's metahempsolutions.com.
If you owe any money to the IRS, you need to call **1234. That's **1234. Uncle Sam has the power to make your life miserable. You could stop the IRS collections process right now by calling **1234. When you call the Tax Defense Center, you'll get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate your back taxes, including penalties and interest. **1234. **1234 could save you thousands on your back taxes. You could also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have entered into a payment plan and can't make the payments. It's your hard-earned money. Stop Uncle Sam right now. Make the call that could help you end the worry today. **1234. That's **1234. **1234. **1234.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com. No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Dr. Norman Shealy is with us. NormShealy.com. NormShealy.com. Dr. Shealy, so to contact you to set up an appointment, if one of our class would like to do that, what number should they call?
417-351-5221.
Okay, class, 417-351-5221. Repeat, 417-351-5221. That is in Springfield, Missouri, if you'd like to meet with Dr. Shealy, set up a telephone conversation for a visit or, over the telephone consultation that can happen. 417-351-5221. Dr. Shealy, before we get into conscientiousness, I had a brief chat with Andy, and he's our engineer today. And I said, so how's it going? He said, well, I'm a little tired. I said, so what's up? He said, well, I've been working 12 hours going on 14. So, okay, well, so you're working the night shift. He said, yeah. So I said, I'd like to mention this to Dr. Shealy and let you know what Dr. Shealy thinks about overnight work shifts. Dr. Shealy, you have some thoughts on this, don't you?
Well, it's about as bad as smoking two packs of cigarettes a day. That's the equivalent. Mm-hmm. Basically, it shortens your life. It makes you far less productive, making many more mistakes, but more importantly, it really endangers your health, and it's responsible. It's a major, major, major stress. It's something that, you've got to be very careful about. The longer you do it, the more unhealthy it is.
Mm-hmm. So it's not equivalent. So 8 hours during the day is not the same as 8 hours overnight, yes?
No, there's overwhelming evidence that only night sleeping is healthy or optimally healthy.
Okay. So, Andy, I hope you got a chance to hear that. And is there a fix to that, or is the fix work during the day and go to sleep at night?
That is the fix. The only fix I know that's really healthy now. If you don't sleep well during the day, you could take melatonin, although I'm sure he's much too young to start thinking about that. And there are certain types of music that is particularly good for inducing sleep, but nothing's like just good old normal fatigue.
Okay. So, Andy, it's been nice working with you. So, Andy, you've got to work out an arrangement where you get some sleep during the day. And Dr. Shuley, what about if you work, let's say Monday through Friday, and you're working a night shift, then the weekend you're off. Now, is your body messed up because now you want to switch schedules and, you know, sleep at night and work during the day, and then come Monday you're back to that offset schedule again?
Right. Now, I mean, the whole week's screwed up.
Okay. All right. Conscientiousness. What would you like to share with us, Dr. Shuley, about conscientious behavior?
It's such common sense, the uncommon commodity. I mean, common sense is you do things well. Maybe nobody can do it quite as enthusiastically and completely well as the Fidelli family, but I'm only half teasing.
Yes.
But you do it well, or you don't do it. And you're honest with yourself. That's you can't be dishonest with yourself. You can think you can, but the body knows, the mind knows. And so you got to be organized. You got to be responsible. And it's sort of a requirement for a healthy life. In fact, we know that.
I met this guy in Virginia, and he said, I built this house in 7 days. And he probably did. Okay? But when you walk in the front door, the first thing you notice is it squeaks. The first step you take, the floor is sagging. And
you want
so,
it to fall down before you get across the room.
Well, and the point is, you know, when I used to write papers, you know, at the bank, they'd say, we want you to write a position paper on XYZ. And I could bang that thing out, and it'd be half-baked. But no one would say, yeah, but Vinny, yeah, I know it's lousy, but Vinny did it faster than anybody else. They'd never remember that. They'd say, Vinny did a lousy job. So, and that's something that's back to that guy at Sears Automotive. May the job be big or small, do it right or not at all. And that's exactly what you said, Dr. Shuley. Thanks so much for being with us. See you next week.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old. And for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with an SPF of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.